We are being called into a new way of being. Called to a new way of working for justice and liberation in the world. And yes, love is going to guide us. But you know what? Let me give you a word. Love alone is not enough. This is not a theoretical exercise. Intention is not enough. You can't use thoughts and prayers to pay a bill. You can't use good wishes to cover a wound. You have to go and do something. And that's what we're talking about today. Now, most of you know me. Most of you have heard me before. For those of you who are new and who haven't been here before, I am Reverend Amy Petrie Shaw. And when I'm not preaching here in this church, I am a UU evangelist out in the world. I am out in the world and I am preaching good news and I am telling folks the good news and I am working for that good news that we can make a change. As an evangelist, I am overjoyed by excitement and enthusiasm. And I like to make a change to the UU paradigm, which says we sit quietly and we just absorb knowledge. Oh, no. Oh, no. So if I say something here today that you agree with, you are welcome and encouraged to respond as you feel called to do so. You can call out yes, or you can call out like yes. You can call out amen or hallelujah. You can clap or you can snap. You can raise a hand in the air and witness. Because if we're not comfortable with different ways of saying, I affirm you, I hear you, we're never going to be that house without walls. I grew up in Kentucky. And for those of you not familiar with the bluegrass, that means that I grew up surrounded by people who were excited by their faith. Now, in the summer in Kentucky, I went to the Evangelical Baptist Vacation Bible School. I think it was a local requirement. It didn't matter what church or synagogue or mosque you attended the rest of the year. In the summer, every child for 18 miles suddenly became an Evangelical Baptist. Because they had the best programs and they had the air conditioning. And we sang songs and we did crafts. And it was a kids' vacation version of vacation Bible school heaven. And somewhere around the third day of that marvelous vacation Bible school, a friend who really attended that Evangelical Baptist church, she said to me, I want to share some good news with you. And I'm sure she was just repeating something she had been told the previous week. But as a child, I didn't know that. And I said, okay, what the heck, what you want to tell me? And she said, okay, and she told me all about her faith. She told me all the things that she had been promised as an Evangelical Baptist. And I'll tell you what, I was excited. It sounded pretty doggone good. So I went home that afternoon and I told my mother everything that my friend had said. And I asked her, just knowing the answer was going to be awesome, I said, Mom, hey, do we have any good news about what we believe? You know, so I can tell people and they'll want to come to church with me. This is amazing. What is our good news? And she thought about it for a very long moment. And she looked confused and a little bemused. And she was trying. Bless her soul, she was trying. She said, sweetheart, we're High Church Episcopal. We don't have any of that. And I must have looked totally, totally crestfallen. She said, honey, we have good manners. And my little heart was broken, and she kept trying. And she said, we don't bother people about what we believe. It's so rude. It's so rude. And for the longest time, I bought into that message exactly as she delivered it. I bought into the idea that it was somehow rude to tell people that you were excited by your own personal sacred experience. That it was somehow rude to tell people, hey, I'm having a good journey. I'm learning some great stuff. I bought into the idea that even if you had some good news, which apparently I did not, it would have been rude to share it. And I accepted that idea that that was what evangelism was. I conflated the rudeness of colonizing religion, the rudeness of forcing your religion down someone else's throat, the rudeness of telling someone else, I have the way, and you're going to burn. Now that is rude. I conflated that with the idea that even if I had some good news, which apparently I didn't, I would be wrong to share it. I apparently am not alone. I've talked a little bit before, because it's one of my favorite movies. In 1999, there was a little movie starring Brad Pitt and Edward Norton. It was called Fight Club, and I'm sure some of you have seen it. Has anybody here seen Fight Club? Okay, we've got some scattered folks. Do any of you know the first rule of Fight Club? And if so, what's the first rule? We don't talk about Fight Club. The first rule of a men's club dedicated to recreational fighting, anti-materialistic living, and anti-corporate activism sounds familiar, but it's you don't talk about Fight Club. Now, here's the thing. Do any of you know how often the average Unitarian Universalist invites someone to church? Back in 2012, Mark Bernstein, whose fancy title is the Regional Consultant for Growth Development with the Central Eastern Regional Group of the UUA, very important title, he realized he didn't know, and he probably should. So he decided to find out. I want you to get ready, brace for this. He found out the average Unitarian Universalist invites a person to church a whopping once every 26 years. We are obviously afraid that the crowd of visitors will overwhelm us at the door, drink all the coffee, and leave. We don't talk about Fight Club. We are keeping our own party dedicated to recreational argument, anti-materialistic living, anti-corporate leaning. We're keeping it all to ourselves. But Mark Bernstein also found out a few other little things. He did a guest column for the UUA's Office of Growth Strategy, and he gave these statistics, which were pretty horrifying. 70 to 90% of people who join a UU congregation have a friend or relative already there. Okay, that sounds good. 75 to 90% visit because someone invited them. And when I read that, when I heard a record screech, wait a minute. Not the internet, not a magazine, not a newspaper, not an ad on TV. Somebody just said to them, hey, do you want to come to church? It's kind of cool. And the most frequent way in which people hear about us is through word of mouth. But we don't want to talk about Fight Club. But you know, sometimes I am not the sharpest tool in the shed. Hallelujah. And so I rush in on roller skates where angels fear to tread. Today we're going to talk about a word not often used in UU churches in a positive way. We are going to talk about evangelism. Now, when some of us hear evangelism, we feel sick. The idea is sickening. Maybe we were persecuted because we're Jewish or Muslim, atheist, agnostic. And we got told that those fires of hell Sue was talking about were waiting right at our feet. Maybe we were hurt badly because we're LGBTQ. And we got told we're going to hell just for breathing. Maybe we just think about TV and movie preachers, usually with the slicked back hair and their hand out for a lot of your money. Now, I'm 50-ish. When I was a kid, the movie Elmer Gantry came out. Do any of you remember that movie? For those of you who are younger or more tasteful than me, you may have missed that movie. Burt Lancaster, who was a very popular actor, played a greaseball of basically a salesman turned preacher. He was a liar and a confidence man. He was there to get your money. The kind of guy that rolls his sleeves up so you can see there's nothing in his hands. Does all kinds of bogus miracles. But what struck me about that movie was about midway through, his congregation was drenched with sweat, sitting in their pews. He'd had them there for a long time in one of his bogus revivals. And he's screaming at them that they're all going to hell, that they're all doomed to perdition unless they repent. And they don't get up and walk out. Instead, they look at him with absolute adoration and they say, Amen. And hallelujah, as if they agree that they are all hell-bound. This is not the evangelism that I am talking about. Evangelism and angel do come from the same Greek root, a messenger who brings good news. Now, there are some types of good news that we are really, really good about bringing. So let me ask, I want you to think about this. How many of you have told someone in the last 6 months about a good place to buy safe and healthy food? About a farmer's market? About a store? About a co-op where there's good, healthy food? And you've shared that gospel with a friend. In the same 6 months, how many of you have shared with someone another store, a clothing or a sporting goods store, where you found good products and helpful staff, maybe a hiking or an outdoors store? Have you told someone about a charity doing amazing work? Life Striders, Family Promise, Vote to Amend. Have you shared a gospel of women's groups, men's groups, where to go for addiction treatment or medical care? Have you shared with someone where they could go and have their pet treated with love at a veterinarian? You're already evangelists. You just don't know it. So why do we grit our teeth and feel so nervous when we get asked to tell someone the good news of being a Unitarian Universalist? Is it that mental image of Billy Graham, Joel Osteen, Elmer Gantry, that smell of brimstone, that worry about that? I'm not that kind of evangelist. I don't want you to be. But TV preachers don't get to steal that word. Unitarian Universalism comes in part from our Protestant Christian roots. That's part of our history, and we don't need to be afraid of that. We don't need to have a problem with welcoming Christians joyfully into our churches. I have a message from the Christian Bible, and it says that God, my God, is love. My universalist ancestors affirmed that a divine spirit turns away from no person, and everyone will be welcomed into salvation. Now, I don't always get it right. I struggle to love my neighbor. Some days I don't like my neighbor at all. And I fight to turn the other cheek. And for those who are called to follow Christ's teachings, I spread a message of welcome and love, and it's a fine message. Ain't that good news? We're a house without walls. We're a congregation without spiritual boundaries. And for some people, the word isn't too Christian. It just feels pushy or invasive, too complicated, too intimate. Maybe even it feels embarrassing to share what being a UU means to you. I heard a UU say to me one time, "My God, I swear she was witnessing to me. It was awful." She was actually talking about a member of a nearby congregation, a nearby UU congregation, who had been sharing her joy at being accepted as an LGBTQ person in her own congregation. But this other person was horrified. For some of us, none of that matters. What really comes up is that we can't think of what we possibly have to share. Maybe we're shy and we don't want to bother anyone. Maybe we're privileged enough to assume that everyone knows about us. Everyone has what we do. In 2000, Peter Morales and Don Southworth gave a presentation about UU evangelism. It was a great presentation. And in this one, Peter Morales said, "I feel ashamed when someone says, 'I was UU for 20 years and didn't know it.'" He said, "It means we haven't done the very simple thing of communicating who we are and that we are out here. If there's all these people wandering around going, 'Well, my goodness, I was always UU,' are we just not letting them in? What is the thought there? We're not talking about Fight Club. And they're standing out there going, 'But I believe in everything that you believe.'" Our country is going through some tough times right now. And there's no way we can look away from it. We face a wealth gap, environmental damage, global warming. We have oppressive political divisions. We struggle with oppression and colonialism and all the other isms that see people as labels. We have children in cages that were taken from families and can't be put back. People need good news. In 2012, the Gathered Here report by the UUA collected data from all across the country. And the report said, we want to be seen and heard. It said that we want people to know we're here. We want to share. We want agency. We want to be evangelists. And so I think about my mother telling me that it isn't good manners to share the faith experience I'm having. And I realize that's like saying it's rude to offer a starving person food because they may not want the kind of stew you've got. Offer the stew. If they don't like it, take no thank you and walk away. But offer the stew. And I think about her saying, we didn't have any good news. And I realize that as a UU, that simply is not true. As UUs, we say who you are matters. Who we are matters. Each and every one of us. And ain't that good news? As Unitarian Universalists, we say what we share and create and build makes a difference. It isn't for nothing. We say it isn't hopeless, no matter how bad it looks. We say we will use human hands and we will make a way out of no way. And ain't that good news? We say that though the arc of the universe is long, it does bend toward justice. We say we will make it bend toward justice. And ain't that good news? The story we have to tell is transforming. We want to change the world. And ain't that good news? We are the light of the world, and we refuse to hide under a bushel basket. We are the people who believe that justice can be real. We're the people who believe that values can be lived. We may get it wrong in a million ways, but we keep on moving forward together. We argue along the way, but we don't stop frozen. We walk together, we roll together, we slide together. Sometimes we fall over together, but we are not turning back. We are never turning back, and we are not leaving anyone behind. The UUA says we're a house without walls, and that is true. We are a congregation without boundaries, and that is true. We're a movement toward a more action-oriented faith in yourself and your gods and your belief. We're a guided path toward a better you and a better world, and ain't that good news? And I'm telling you today that you have power in the world. You can be a dark and a rich balm for all of the burning wounds that our world has to offer. And you can be a light shining in the darkness to lead one another home. But you have to be willing to let your light shine. You have to be willing to pour yourself out on those wounds. You have to be willing to speak out and to act out and to shine out until no one can fail to see that you are a city on a hill and you are open to all people. That you are willing to share the light and share the healing and be that path so that others can come to you. You have to be willing to be an evangelist. And I'm not going to ask you to speak out loud, but I'm asking you to commit in your heart. I'm going to ask you to rise up from this church today a new thing. I want you to leave as an evangelist committed to sharing good news. Tell the people who we are, because we are coming and we are going to change the world. And you are welcome to come along. And ain't that good news? Amen.